It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Back here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So one of the things we have right here is that President Biden is in Ireland today, and there's some tensions going on in Ireland, and he touted peace in Belfast. This is the marked a quarter of a century Good Friday Agreement. That was part of the reason why he's there. And he's trying to just continue to focus on peace, even though tensions still exist over there, especially over this whole Brexit thing. I forgot about Brexit created some more rift with Ireland. So, then the other top stories in the news here, inflation has gone ahead and it still increased, but it slowed down to 5%. So down from almost 9%, the core consumer price index accelerated though. That rose 5.6%. But with inflation going to, or being at 5%, that's the lowest in nearly 2 years. So that's a very positive thing. Whether it will continue to head that way is a different story. I read another article this morning how online grocery prices have gone up by 10% over the past month, just in March. Online grocery prices went up even more than, I guess, going to the store to get them. So I thought that was kind of a surprise right there. We know that China finished their drills that they were doing out on the outskirts of Taiwan. And then Taiwan let us know that even though they were done with the drills, they still had boats out there, ships out there. And China is now saying the Taiwan encirclement drills is a serious warning. So, yeah, that's their serious warning. Now, Taiwan's foreign minister says that their exercises shows that their military is ready to launch a war against them. They don't believe it was just a warning. They think that they're ready to do something. I guess we'll have to see. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So continue on here. Some of the other top stories in the news, more on the documents that were leaked from the Pentagon. Now, so I don't know if you heard this, but Pentagon officials were actually saying that they didn't want you and me to look at them. If you find them on a website, you find information, just ignore it. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Who's gonna do that? I laughed as soon as I saw that. I was like, really? I mean, now you're just telling people to go look at it, right? To go read it. And so now, here it is a few days later, and now we're starting to get a lot of analysis and breakdowns of what was in the leaked documents. Things like Egypt was making rockets and selling them to Russia. Things like that. Other top stories in the news, this came out earlier today. We've been talking about it for months, the possibility that U.S. Senator Tim Scott was going to go ahead and throw his name in the GOP hat. And sure enough, he has started an exploratory committee, which that's just the beginning. Like, they do the exploratory committee, but what that means is that they're trying to find the personnel who will run the campaigns in places like Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, the first few states. So he's not officially running yet because he's not officially going to be doing campaign stops. Right now, they're just hiring the personnel and getting the people in place. That's what a lot of them do. So this is pretty much a for sure thing now, though, that U.S. Senator Tim Scott is going to be entering the race. Right now, and pretty much any of the polling, he's not showing up in any of the polling. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now with that. Tim Scott is one of the ones I thought would be one of the favored to become president. But I also didn't think he would run if Trump ran. So I am a little surprised to see that since Trump's running, he is throwing his name in the hat. So we'll see what happens with that. Let's get trapped in the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic. This is going to be on 97A. We do have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns. So this is going to be right off of Pine Cone Drive with slowdowns in both directions on Pine Cone Drive, as well as, both directions on 97A, as well as Pine Cone Drive northbound. This is going to be causing slowdowns backing up to about 9 Mile Road. We also have some slowdowns on Fairfield. We had an accident just off of Pace Boulevard, as well as off of W Street. So we do have some slow-moving traffic still on Fairfield, but it does look like it's improving. But majority of the slowdowns are going to be in the westbound direction on Fairfield, so just keep that in mind. And our slowdowns on I-10 are improving. We do have just some slight delays. That's going to be I-10 heading westbound towards Pine Forest right around 29. Don't have any reports of an accident. I do believe it's just because of the weather. So just expect some slight slowdowns there. If you're thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRankyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Couple other stories to let you know about here that are trending in the news. So continue on with China. China is now threatening an export ban on rare earth materials. This comes about after Washington had a recent restriction on exports of high-end semiconductors to Beijing. You know, with the supply chain issue, one of the big areas that we got hit on was semiconductors. And so President Biden has really been pushing for us to manufacture our own semiconductors, but not just that, but to be able to use them for our own supply. And so they decided to restrict the exports of high-end semiconductors to Beijing. So with that, China's threatened to export an export ban on rare earth materials. Now, okay, what kind of rare earth materials? What are we talking about here? Well, it's the things that could produce magnets that are used from wind turbines to hard disk drives to electric vehicles, smartphones, electric vehicles, the whole works. These are the rare earth materials that they export to us. So, and China, by far the largest producer of usable rare earth materials, accounting for 60% of the Earth's mining, 85% of rare earth processing, 90% of high strength rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing. 90%. Wow. So, yeah, that's, this goes back to what we've talked a lot about in the past, which is certain materials we get from other countries, and they have them, we don't. And we can either increase our mining of these types of materials, but some of them we just don't have the supply. Continue on here. Another business giving up on San Francisco. So I've been seeing over and over because of they call the wokeism, but also the policies of San Francisco, the violence. They've had businesses shuttering there. They had a Whole Foods market that opened up in downtown San Francisco. It closed after just less than a year because they just felt like it wasn't safe. Well, Salesforce is shrinking its corporate real estate holdings in San Francisco. They've decided to go ahead and give up their downtown headquarters there as well. So they're leaving there. And finally, there's a lot of backlash to Nike and to Bud over there promoting this transgender person in commercials and it really blew up over the weekend. Well, there's a new beer called Ultra Right Beer. Ultra Right Beer is it's exactly what it sounds like, a like conservative or far right beer alternative to, not ultra light. No, ultra right. is what they're calling it. So ultra right. That's the new conservative beer. So okie dokie. I don't know if they just came out or what, but I just saw that was trending. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got a we got to get a quick commercial break. And we'll come back and we got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Shred-a-thon is coming up April 22nd at 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. And individuals can bring personal paper documents, not corporate or business documents. Each car is limited to 50 pounds worth, so it's about two bags or two boxes of paper documents. This is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, WEAR, ABC Channel 3, our TV partner, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services. So it's the Community Shred-a-thon event Saturday, April 22nd. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, Tennessee Democrat Justin Pearson is returning to the State House. The Shelby County Commission voted today to reappoint Pearson back to the seat he was removed from last week, joining fellow Representative Justin Jones in being reinstated. Former President Trump suing Michael Cohen for $500 million, alleging Cohen breached their attorney-client relationship, among other claims. The lawsuit says Cohen spread lies about Trump that were embarrassing or detrimental with malicious intent. The EPA wants nearly 70% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2032 to be all electric. White House and EPA officials are trying to achieve this by pushing new pollution standards, forcing the auto industry to sell many more EVs in order to meet that requirement. And free public phone charging stations are everywhere, and the FBI is sending out a warning to consumers to steer clear. The agency tweeted people should avoid using them in airports, hotels, or shopping centers, saying bad actors have figured out how to introduce malware onto people's devices. It's known as juice jacking. Devices with compromised USB cables can be hijacked with usernames, passwords, and other data stolen, Bobby.
Yeah, I actually just was covering this about a month ago. It was the first time I even found out about it, maybe 2 months ago, that a friend of mine plugged in plugged his phone into his buddy's laptop because he had a USB cable, just plugged it into the laptop to charge. His phone was about to die. Just, oh, there's a laptop here. Let me just plug it in the USB port. No big deal. But his buddy's laptop was military issued laptop. And it got red flagged, and they like revoked his security access and everything, and basically spent a whole day having to like redo security training and stuff like this. And my friend who plugged it in was like, you know, I didn't know what the problem was, but he calls me and goes, did you plug your phone into my laptop? And I was like, yeah, I just charged it a little bit. It was about to die. And he is like, okay, that's what it was. And they're like, well, it shouldn't matter if you're just plugging your phone in. And then basically his superiors told him, no, USB cables, anything with a USB like plug in can have a virus like installed in the cable. And I was
how
like,
how does that
what?
Even work?
I have no idea. So it blew my mind. Like my friend was like, he was totally embarrassed, obviously, but he was like, but I didn't know. Like,
oh, no.
I was supposed to know a USB cable would have a virus in it. And even my friend who works for the military, he's like, I didn't know that. It was only the higher ups in the security who were like, somebody plugged into your laptop. And he's like, okay, what was it plugged in? And they're like, it looks like a phone. And he's like, okay, like, what's it matter? You know,
wow.
But apparently the cable itself can have a virus.
We're sure that it wasn't something on the guy's phone that maybe tried to infiltrate.
No, what they said was, they needed to make sure he wasn't trying to do something on his phone to transfer to the computer.
Yeah.
But in that process, they informed him even a USB cable by itself can have the virus. And so that's the warning we're now getting. Don't use public charging stations because those might be like somebody might have replaced one of the cables with a cable that has some sort of malware on it or phishing software or something like this.
I guess it's either wireless chargers or when one phone dies, you just go buy another now. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
that's right. Yeah. But
I mean, to upgrade. Why? Well, battery died and I can't charge.
Battery died and I can't charge it on somebody's charger. It does make you think though, like, okay, if it's that easy to have a virus just even in a USB cable, no wonder we're having so many hacking situations and, cyber terrorism happening all over the country. Like if it's that easy to put into a cable and somebody could just plug a cable into a computer and boom, you've got access to their stuff. It's pretty wild right there. So, all right, Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
On 98, we have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns. So this is going to be an accident that's right in the middle of the intersection, but really slowing things down westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, right off of Country Club Road. So just keep that in mind that it is backing up past the Garcon Point Bridge intersection in the westbound direction, and then 98 at the scene of the accident in the eastbound direction. We're already having typical afternoon traffic there, but it's just going to be a lot heavier due to this accident. So you're really going to see extremely heavy traffic all throughout 98 in both directions. Other than that, we do have some slow-moving traffic on West Fairfield Drive. It's going to be in between W Street and North Pay Street. We had an accident there that's in the westbound direction. And 97A, Highway 97A, that is slow-moving due to an accident at Pine Cone Drive with slowdowns in both directions, as well as Pine Cone Drive backing up northbound all the way to 9 Mile Road. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw this story that there from the Pensacola News Journal that the new public marina at Community Maritime Park is almost done, but there's still one major delay. And the city is trying to figure out like how it will operate the marina. But then I thought about this. I thought that triggered a memory. Do you remember after the Three Mile Bridge was initially like they finished the first span and then we had the hurricane and Skanska didn't allegedly secure their barges properly and those barges destroyed the Three Mile Bridge. And then everybody went, okay, now we're stranded over there on Gulf Breeze. How do we get back? How do we get back and forth? And there was discussion about a ferry. And then there was discussions even about like, well, even maybe individuals might kind of like run a boat service, kind of like an Uber. But the issue, the reason why it never got off the ground, why it didn't happen is because there's no marinas. There's no ramps between the two places. And so it got me thinking like, why are we not doing that? Like getting ready for just in case, another situation type thing. Let's go right now, Bobby Ross. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're just talking about how the Community Maritime Park, there's a marina right there that's about to it's getting close to being done. and it spurred the question in my mind, like, what about, remember during the Skanska Bridge debacle thing with the 3 mile bridge? There's all a discussion about how we could have a fair or like a ferry going back and forth, or even maybe individual motorists, individual boaters who could almost run like an Uber to shuttle people back and forth between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. And the reason why that whole entire thing was scuttled is because there's no ramps. There's no public ramps for people to be able to do that, for one. And there's definitely not a deep enough ramp for a ferry to ferry right there. I mean, we already have the other ferry, but it's not like a work commute ferry that would go across 3 mile. And I was like, to me, it makes a lot of sense. And I can see a lot of people doing that, like, you know, you basically Ubering, you know, to get, maybe there's a parking lot there, you park there, you get like a Uber boat, and you jump in this boat and you go across the bay, and then you get to Pensacola and you Uber to your work, or you use public transportation or a scooter or something like this. But the reason why it didn't work, the reason why it didn't happen, is because there's no public ramps and places for people. So I got a text, and so I was saying, it just makes me wonder why. I got a text that says, because marinas and the permits for dredging deep enough for them, for the vessels, is really expensive, and it's very time consuming. So because marinas and the permits for dredging deep enough for them, for the vessels to get in, is very expensive and very time consuming. Imagine for the ferry, especially if you have a vehicle ferry that you're ferrying a vehicle on it. But I'm just thinking, even, you know, individual boats, like just the fact that we don't have public ramps, a lot of public ramps is kind of, I guess that's the highlight of the problem. No public ramps, docking, things like that. If we had that already set up in place, then heaven forbid, knock on wood, if another disaster happened where we wouldn't be able to use the bridge, it wouldn't be as painful because we would have options with boats. But because we didn't have the infrastructure in place for boats for ramps and for docks and stuff like this, it was no option. There was no option for it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. We still have extremely slow moving traffic on 98. We have an accident right in the middle of the intersection off of Country Club Road. Extremely slow traffic in both directions. So if you're heading eastbound, you're going to see your typical afternoon traffic as you go through the nature preserve, and that's just going to merge into this accident traffic, and it's going to be slow moving until you get to the scene of the accident right near Tiger Point Country Club. In the westbound direction, it is backing up past the Garson Point Bridge all the way back to Tiger Point Boulevard. So just keep that in mind. Extremely slow moving traffic there, as well as still seeing some slow moving traffic on County Road 297A. This is due to an accident off of Pinecone Drive, but we have slowdowns in both directions on County Road 297A. Pinecone Drive northbound, backing up to 9 Mile Road, and on Highway 97. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway.
Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports hit. So China says that Taiwan's encirclement drills are a serious warning. Inflation slowed to 5% in March, a nearly two-year low, but core consumer price index has gained acceleration. And U.S. Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott has launched an exploratory committee for a 2024 presidential bid. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Ah, interesting. Last time I was at the new marina, there was a water taxi only parking sign on the new wharf. So someone is thinking like you. Yeah, I think a regular water taxi, I think it might be used some, but I don't think it'll be like it. We needed it. You know what I mean? Like, we needed it when the bridge went down. And I think it would have been used a lot if we had water taxis. But we just didn't have the infrastructure in place to do it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 Sports Hit. NBA's play-in tournament continues on tonight. You've got the Chicago Bulls, play-in. So you got Chicago Bulls taking on the Toronto Raptors on ESPN at 6 o'clock, followed by Oklahoma City Thunder against the New Orleans Pelicans. That's right. They'll be playing at 8:30 tonight. Major League Baseball underway right now. The Diamondbacks are beating the Brewers 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Miami Marlins, unfortunately, are getting beat by the Phillies 2-1 in the top of the seventh. Washington Nationals are getting beat by the Angels 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Earlier today, Houston beat Pittsburgh. The Minnesota Twins beat the White Sox. The Yankees beat the Guardians. Mets beat the Padres. Mariners beat the Cubs. The Cardinals beat the Rockies. And then coming up on ESPN Plus tonight, 5:40, here's a game you might be interested in. At 5:40 tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays are going to try to go 12-0. And so they are they're the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now. That's going to be on ESPN Plus tonight at 5:40 against the Boston Red Sox, who they beat last night. And Chris Sale is taking the mound, so it should be a good one. Then Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Cincinnati Reds a little bit later. NHL hockey is going to be on TNT at 6:30. Dallas takes on St. Louis. San Jose plays Calgary after that. In sports news, the former owner of the Utah Jazz, they sold the team like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. They want to bring a Major League Baseball expansion team to Salt Lake City, which is interesting. I actually read an article on ESPN a couple weeks ago that the current owner of the Utah Jazz was meeting with the NHL trying to get an NHL team to Salt Lake City. So, interesting. The Bruins have broken the NHL record for the points in a season with the win over the Capitals. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yesterday we mentioned that their linebacker, Devin White, wanted to be traded. They said they have zero intention of honoring that request. Oh, boy. And then also in the NHL, Kings and the Coyotes are going to play the NHL's first exhibition games in Australia. It's going to happen in September. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So John Stossel used to be on Fox Business. He has his own online show, like on YouTube or something now. And he still writes a lot of articles and stuff. John Stossel is somebody I've always respected. I can't say I agree with him 100%, but there's a lot of things I definitely agree with him on. And he wrote an op-ed that was published on the Daily Caller. What I really think about Donald Trump. And it's really brief, but I think it's worth it because I think this is how a lot of people feel about Trump. He goes on and says, presidents should not be above the law. Neither should they face politically motivated charges. He says federal prosecutors did see the evidence against him and decided against charging Trump. Manhattan district attorneys campaigned on opposing Trump, bragging, quote, "I have sued Trump more than 100 times." Well, that's just wrong. Using campaign funds to pay someone to keep silent about sex may well violate the rules, but most campaign finance rules are useless, and no serious person thinks that this case should ever be brought against somebody other than Trump. He goes on and says, this is a slippery slope to a banana republic. On the other hand, Trump definitely is a horrible person. This is John Stossel. He says, in his real estate business, he cheated the little people, cleverly using our slow and expensive justice system to avoid paying what he owes. As president, he was unpresidential and he was childish. He's vain, selfish, and mean. He doesn't read or listen to advice from smart people. He lies again and again. And I hate him. I was like, oh my goodness. Yet it would be better. This is John Stossel. Yet it would be better for America if he were president today instead of Joe Biden. And this is the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because I'm like, this is pretty much how I feel. He's immature. He's not really good, but he's a million times better than Biden. Continuing on here, John Stossel says, nothing is more important to people, especially the poor, than a solid dollar and a growing economy. Trump's presidency brought us closer to that than today's Democrats ever will. Trump knows how government can kill growth. He criticized job-crushing regulations, saying he'd eliminate two of them for every one he passed. He didn't, but he did repeal some of the big ones. He goes on and says, under Obama, people stopped looking for work. Democrats' message was, poor people are victims in an unfair system. You need handouts. Under Trump, people started working again. Trump signed the First Step Act, reducing long prison sentences for drug-related offenses. He launched Operation Warp Speed, speeding production of COVID vaccines and more. He appointed judges who believe in free speech and limited government. Hooray for President Trump. But then there's evil Trump. He lies and he breaks promises. Trump promised he would cut spending big league and increase in spending instead. Biden has been worse. This administration's crazy spending is why inflation is killing your savings. But Trump was better. He goes, Trump promised to end America's wars. He didn't. In fact, he did sign a massive $738 billion defense bill, bragging it was an all-time record. At least Trump, unlike his predecessors, didn't start any new wars. He goes on, Trump refused to accept the results of the election. For 224 years, our democracy has had peaceful transfer of power. He lied about voter fraud. He told his supporters, fight like heck. Yes, on January 6th, he did tell them to peacefully march on the Capitol, but when things got ugly, he did nothing. Today, he shows no remorse for any of the nasty things he did. Because of Trump, Biden will probably be reelected. That was from John Stossel, former Fox Business personnel person and pundit. And I just thought it was I think there's so many people who think like this. I think Trump's bad, but he's better than Biden. And I think that's why you're getting people like Chris Christie, who's coming out saying they believe that Trump's the only one who will get beat by Biden. Any other Republican would win in his mind. I think it's because of this kind of mentality that was just shared right there. By the way, this comes on the heels of U.S. Senator Tim Scott throwing his name basically in the hat. He's launched an exploratory committee. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to get a quick update from our newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Real quick, let's go over to the newsroom to Joe Ford. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, former President Trump is suing Michael Cohen for $500 million, alleging Cohen breached their attorney-client relationship, among other claims. Community-wide prayer vigil in Louisville underway now, honoring the victims of Monday's bank shooting. Also, police released 911 calls from the incident. Senator Lindsey Graham showing support for his fellow GOP senator considering a run for the White House. Senator Tim Scott launched an exploratory committee for a 2024 run for president today, Bobby.
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
An 18-year-old Florida woman is in jail for allegedly battering her boyfriend. Here's the thing. She almost got in trouble for elder abuse. She's 18. He's 65 years old. Oh, boy. Local talk.